Nearly three decades of civil war in Angola came to an end last year after rebels of the UNITA movement agreed to disarm. In turn, the government would provide the former rebels with economic assistance and resettlement in their home villages. But peace presents a new set of problems. Rhys Ehrlich reports from Quito, Angola.
At this transit camp for UNITA guerrillas and their families, children play on muddy paths while their parents try to start wood cooking fires after a drenching rain. The Angolan government is supposed to provide these former guerrillas with basic services and then help them get home. That was part of the deal ending the brutal civil war, in which an estimated 1.5 million Angolans died and hundreds of thousands were displaced. But this woman says she hasn't gotten anything from the government since her family's arrival 2 days ago from another town.
Food is the main problem. They received food for the last time there in Delhi. And the quantity of food they brought here is already run out, so they are now facing a big problem.
Rain pounds the office of José Nambi, the Catholic bishop in this province. He frequently hears such complaints from former UNITA rebels and their families. He says the discontent may be leading to violent criminal activity.
If these demobilized soldiers are not treated properly, we think there will be security problems. Recently, someone set off landmines on the road just outside of Quito. We don't know who is responsible.
Local residents suspect that former UNITA guerrillas may have set off the mines in order to rob trucks along the highway. UNITA, which once was backed by the United States and apartheid South Africa, has a long history of kidnapping entire villages and otherwise attacking civilians. So few are surprised that rogue soldiers might have become criminals. In the capital of Luanda, Minister of Social Assistance, João Kusumua, says the government faces tremendous problems. It must not only resettle former guerrillas, but its own demobilized soldiers and internally displaced civilians.
We don't think it's possible in 9 months to solve all the problems caused by 28 years of war. 45,000 former UNITA soldiers have left the quartering areas, and we've given 23,000 of them kits with pots, dishes, and other domestic supplies. But you must remember, my ministry is responsible for 450,000 Angolans displaced by war.
The minister bristles at criticisms that the government is ignoring the plight of former guerrillas, noting that many government supporters are also suffering.
If we weren't involved in this huge operation to help the former UNITA rebels, we could build more hospitals, more schools, and reconstruct bridges destroyed by the war.
In Quito, civilians harbor a lot of anger towards UNITA because in 1992, the guerrillas destroyed parts of the city in a series of artillery barrages. So it's significant that the government runs an orthopedic center, together with the International Committee of the Red Cross, that provides services to anyone, including former UNITA fighters. Hundreds of local residents were maimed in the attacks and from landmines. The center provides them with artificial limbs. Gabriel Shambosi is the center's director and an Angolan government employee.
They enter here voluntarily, and they are all assisted impartially. They don't care who is who, where he comes from. He believes that this will help the process of peace and reconciliation.
At the Quito Transit Center, 49-year-old former UNITA guerrilla Luis Eduardo squats on the damp ground playing cards. He's known nothing but war since the age of 20. He, too, complains about the lack of food, water, and other basic services. But he expects to leave the transit camp soon and start a new life.
He's optimistic that once he's in his village, life will change. He wants to be trained as a bricklayer because his father was a bricklayer, and he wants to follow his father's profession.
International aid workers note that while major resettlement problems remain, the situation has improved markedly since the end of the war. But Francisco Roque, director of the UN's World Food Program in Angola, says the country needs more international aid to overcome its problems.
They have a lot of resources in this country, but they don't have them all together now, and the needs are immense. So I think it is a challenge for the international community as well to be effective at this time. If we lose this opportunity, I think that we will see a lot of people under stress, under hardship again.
For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich in Quito, Angola.